Piggy, gather round for another edition of Young Kings Wrestling featuring the JDF Memorial Sovereign Soundboard. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube at YK Wrestling. Links to all the platforms and merchandise available at ykwrestling.com. You already know where to find us. So going forth, yeah, it's going to be different around here, family. It's going to be real different around here. We're just going to get straight to it every week now. Right. None of that long, drawn-out stuff. You know what I'm saying? New stuff. Right. Welcome to the Nuckafew Buckingham Palace. As always, I am the Thespian T.C. Fontaine, a.k.a. T.C. Light, a.k.a. T.C.F. Baby. Please say the baby. Joined by King Reek, House of Havoc, first of his name. Yeah, man.
Yo.
You here, man. How we living? Yo. It's another man. Weekend. Starting to get hot.
Allergy season, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That shit got me like TKO this week.
Oh, like, I want to say like March? Oh, man, I thought I was going.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, this might be the end for me.
Yeah, it's just been nasty.
Cause this shit, I had real bad allergies like for like 3 weeks straight. Just like I was down bad.
Yeah.
You know how long 3 weeks feel when you can't breathe?
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Like I got to like Monday afternoon and I'm like the rest of the week I felt like I was getting jumped every morning.
Bro.
Shit's crazy.
And like the worst part about it is like you still kind of, you know, want to go through your routine. Yeah. So I'm just like in the gym, just struggling. It helped, but then I was struggling at the same time. It was like, I have no choice but to have my airways be clear.
Mm-hmm.
So this is helping, but I'm struggling trying to do this shit though. Like,
right, yeah.
So it's kind of give or take, man. But welcome back. If y'all ain't never been here before, this is the palace and we're going to kick it. You know, we got all gold, everything. You know, nice. We in two different rooms of the palace. I'm on one side. He on the other side, because that's how we do things around here.
We got space.
Yeah, we could be in one little studio space together, but no, like, why would we do that? We got this palace. We got 10 bathrooms. We can shit all day.
Facts.
So it's like, we deep, you know what I mean? So if you ain't ever been here before, welcome. And if you're a listener that listen all the time, I appreciate y'all for still listening. Much appreciated, man. Go get you some merch. Like, I mean, y'all can't see the video, but Reek got on one of the tanks, you know, the staple. And, you know, I'm about to, every month, and I've told myself, like, every month I'm getting a new shirt from somewhere. It's somebody's shirt, whether it's, like, you know, big promotions, independent, art stuff. So, May coming up, time for me to re-up. I'm about to get another shirt. I might get a hoodie for whatever reason. It's about to be hot as shit. So I don't know why I would even do that. But I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. We're going to get something. But first off, let's get into these shout outs, man. First off, this one, this shit took me like by total surprise. If you are a black wrestler on the indie scene, then you are more than likely getting put on to a bunch of other people via my guy Trey from We Love Wrestling, Trey D. RIP to him. Man, listen, I ain't never seen like so many people gather around like one person that was like a creator in this space like that before. Yeah. And he was clearly a bright spot in the community, like a bright spot that was needed in a community full of people is straight up just hateful, not supportive, you know, want to get they clicks off on social media. And they're just like trash other wrestlers just to be trash wrestlers. It was this dude, Trey, was all about all the wrestlers, all about all the content creators. If you, like I said, if you were black, then he was there at your
Right.
shows at all times. So shout out to the work that he did in the content space, man. He's benefited several careers, not just wrestlers, but other content creators. You know, he the, you know, definition of everybody eats, B. Like, so shout out to him, man. Man, this is a dude I would see on the thing, like from the podcast streams. Like, you just see everybody all the time. Like, you know, of course he rock with us. We rock with him.
Right.
You know, I can't even remember when I followed, bro. Don't know if I did like when we first started or when we first like started like actually collabing with people, which was about a good year or so after we started. But I know like around that time, like that was one of the first people. So shout out to him, RIP.
Nice.
And then shout out to Trick Willie, Trick Williams,
Hey.
our new NXT champion. Y'all knew what was gonna happen.
We shook up the world.
Yeah, I know some of y'all was hot. Some of
Know
y'all who
about
we
that.
don't, we know
Like,
who we talked about. You know, he hell should not be named about a week or two ago when he had something to say about Trick then. I know he mad. I know he was hating.
bitch ass.
Man, listen. And then, of course, shout out to my GOAT. I got her jersey on today. Candace Parker, three-time WNBA champ. Got one of them with my Aces. Shout out to the Aces. A two-time MVP, finals MVP, seven-time All-Star, defensive player of the year, two-time NCAA champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist, rookie of the year. The only player to win MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same season. That's greatness. That's cold. You know how cold you got to
Nice.
be to do that? And of course, the only player to win championships with three different teams in the WNBA. There will never be another Candace Parker. You can check out all the, I left out a hell of a lot of other accomplishments from this. If y'all thought that was a lot, like I left out so many. So like go check her Wikipedia. You'll be
It's a
scrolling all day
sheet.
long. Like, it's
Facts.
literally like, you know, you remember like when Jericho was reading that list of 1,000 moves?
Thousand holes,
Yeah. That's what Candace Parker resume looked like. There's some other championships that's left off, some other shit that's left off. So I don't care that she was in Vegas 1 year. She a Vegas legend to me.
I mean, how the team isn't even what they like 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, six going, I think going on seventh season.
Yeah, so I mean, she gotta have that.
Yeah, she a great. It's like your boy Karrion Kross. I call him a goat. He a goat in Vegas, like real shit. Let's talk about this week in wrestling history. First off, happy birthday this past week to Ezekiel Jackson, the last ECW champion. Happy birthday to Chuck Taylor.
What happened to that boy?
He got his ass
I don't know.
kicked.
Really?
Or was he the one doing the cooking? Him
About
and
what?
Trent beefing. Him and Trent beefing.
They are?
Yeah.
See, we don't
Pretty.
listen. We don't know what happened to them. They beefing apparently.
Yeah, man. What's his name?
But we're gonna get
I
back to
think it
these
was
birthdays
Trent.
where I could. We gotta
I think it
clear
was
this
Trent,
up.
though. Yeah. I think it was Trent, though.
So Trent got cooked. Who get custody of the van?
Oh, hell if I know.
I know somebody who Mama Van was Chuck Mama Van.
Yeah. Or was it Trent? I don't remember
It don't matter. Let's move on. It don't really.
that.
Happy birthday to former United States champion Orlando Jordan. Terry Gordy, Fabulous Freebird Terry Gordy would have turned 63 this past week. And then Luthez was born 108 years ago. He also passed away this week at the age of like 86 back in, what was it, 2002, I think. Yeah.
Sounds right.
You know. Luthez, he had, you know, the Luthez press that Stone Cold used to do and shit. That man was wrestling like the 1900s, bro. It's crazy.
The OG.
Happy
Yeah, it was
birthday to,
dope too.
Happy birthday to Hall of Famer Tony Atlas. We ain't forget though.
Listen,
he's still on the list.
Forget. I ain't gonna never forget.
Happy birthday to Dijet. Happy birthday to Jamie Hayter. This is a special happy birthday from TC Hayter, former AEW champion. As well as Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Kane. I know y'all don't fuck with Kane, but listen.
He's still a legend.
Listen, he don't do nothing super inflammatory, but he just make bad tweets. Pander.
He a politician.
You
always gonna hate at least 50% of what he says. You always gonna hate it. That's politician life.
Yeah, it is what it is. I don't think he believe all that shit. Like you mean to tell me he just became overly radicalized like that?
Right.
I know some people do, but like online, you didn't even know he had a social presence until recently.
Right.
He don't even manage his own social media. I know he don't. Not that we're not justifying the shit he be saying. I'm just saying I don't think that's really what he be saying.
He got Twitter writers, is what we're saying.
Yeah, Twitter thing. He the Drake of politicians, Twitter. Right? Amazing Red, happy birthday to Amazing Red. You know it was fire. Rey Mysterio hit a code red on SmackDown, and it was Amazing Red's birthday. I was just like, shout out to him. Shout out to Vladimir Kozlov. I love WWE. Alex Riley. Remember A-Rod?
Facts.
Happy birthday to A-Rod.
Did him so dirty.
Listen, he wouldn't have went that far.
I mean, no, but, you know, he had something he would have.
They just saved us time, bro. That's all that was. It just saved some time.
Some good mid.
I'll let you get on your soapbox in a second in regards to this individual. But happy birthday to TNA champion number 51.
My pack in the edits, guess what?
Be right back. Drew Gulak. Is it appropriate to say happy birthday to Drew Gulak?
I mean, yeah, honestly, like, yeah, it's a messy situation, but realistically, the way Ronda tells stories, like, it might have really just been something that was misconstrued. I ain't gonna excuse it if it's true, but like,
yeah,
this the same woman that want to bring up? I had a concussion from 8 years ago, like. It might have happened, but it might not have happened the way she said it did. So I don't know. We're gonna see.
Yeah. And then last but not least, happy birthday to the GOAT, John Cena. Yes, sir. That's everybody GOAT, man. It should be. It should be.
Hey, Paul goated for that too.
Oh God. let's talk about this history right quick. I'm going to speed through it. It's 1994. The Head Shrinkers won the WWF Tag Team Championships, the second set of Anoa'i family members to win tag titles. There have been three sets of family members to win the tag titles. It's crazy.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was more.
Like, I mean, there was more members of the family to win tag championships, but there's only been three sets of... Like, both of them is in the family. So, you got the Wild Samoans, the Head Shrinkers. That was Rikishi and Samu, yeah. Which is, I think, Lance's dad. And then, of course, the Usos.
Yeah.
You know about the
right,
Usos.
Right.
1999, first episode of SmackDown aired on UPN as a special before getting a full run later in the summer of 1999. On this episode, the Corporation and the Ministry of Darkness merged together. And more on that for me in a second. Year 2000, Tommy Dreamer won the ECW championship for the first time after being adamant of never wanting to win any championship in ECW. because of that, he lost to Justin Credible about 15 minutes later. He was really only there to win it so they can get the belt off of Taz, because Taz started in the WWE about like 4 months before that. Choked out Kurt Angle in the Garden. We remember that. Also this week in 2000, the Thespian, David Arquette, won the WCW championship on Thunder.
Man.
Pinning Eric Bischoff in a tag match.
Was that after Ready to Rumble or before?
Shit. Let's find out. Just Google it. When did Ready to Rumble the movie come out?
Because it was in, I know it was in 2000.
Yeah. It was around the time, it was to promote it. Ready to Rumble had came out like a couple weeks before.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just found out Ready to Rumble was directed by Bryant Robbins, who's the CEO of Paramount. Oh, I think he created all that. Ooh. Or he was a producer on all that. And a lot of other Nickelodeon shows. He might be one of them nasty niggas. We don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't know he directed Ready to Rumble, though. That's crazy. 2005, RIP to Chris Candido. Passed away age 33. Surgery complications from a broken leg or a broken foot, ankle, something of that matter, that he suffered at lockdown, TNA lockdown, like 5 days before. And that shit was crazy to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said he had like acute pneumonia just like developed from complications from the surgery. Just crazy shit. Just,
yeah,
that's crazy. Wild. 2007, Shawn Michaels, John Cena faced off in London for one whole hour on Monday Night Raw. Goat match.
Wall to wall, man.
Goat match. And then 2008, as the general manager of Monday Night Raw, William Regal got pissed off and shut down the whole show in the middle of the main event. Went to the production truck and threatened them niggas. Grabbed up the producer. Yoked his ass up, said, "Take it off the bloody air now." He took that shit off the air. We had a black screen for about 30 seconds before USA was just like, "All right."
Man, I tell you, this Regal should have been like the main heel in the main event.
He was. He got suspended.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. That was crazy.
2014, RIP to Connor the Crusher. Passed away age 8. Fuck cancer.
Yes, sir. You
know, Connor the Crusher is the namesake of Connor's Cure, pediatric cancer foundation that the WWE founded about a couple months after he passed away. And so if you know he passed away at 18, that means, passed away at 8, he would have been 18 now. He would have, like, been getting ready to graduate high school and go to college and have a life. So he fuck cancer, been, taking all that away from
wrestling.
Me. Yeah, he probably would have been going to the PC, like amidst, like in this current landscape, he probably would have been in the sure. PC already training.
Yeah, he's a guy like
that. Or shit, Bryan. I mean, Daniel Bryan was his favorite wrestler, so he probably would have been in AEW. We don't know. He would have been wrestling for sure at some point. Fuck cancer.
I hope not.
And then 2015, go to AEW. 2015, the New Day won their first tag team championships at Extreme Rules, defeating Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. They lost it, won it back a couple months later, and they held it for a record amount of time that was recently broken about a couple years ago by the Usos. So shout out to them legends, man.
Run it back.
Oh, for sure. I need that. Also this week, 25 years ago, what I was watching this past week recently, Backlash 1999. We're going to talk about what we watched this past week, man. Backlash 99. It was a good show. I don't think I've ever watched this, actually, by the way. I just seen like a couple matches from it, like Al Snow, Hardcore Holly for the Hardcore Championship. I think this is probably like one of the most famous matches that for the actual hardcore title. This is when they were like in the swamp and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So y'all know the match if you've seen the match, if you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Then you had Mankind versus Big Show in a boiler room brawl. That was interesting.
Had a good handful of those.
Yeah. Like, man, that was Mankind's like casket match.
I'll say, yeah, it was his little lair back there.
That's where a nigga was chilled at. That was his locker room. So it was just like, come in here, fuck shit up. Yeah, Teddy Long standing by the door. Tell you remember Teddy Long used to be the referee, so
You got
I don't
15
think.
minutes, player.
Yeah. I just, hurry up and come on out, player. I'll be right here. Declare a winner, dog. Type shit. Triple H defeated X-Pac. I think that was for the Intercontinental title. I don't remember. Triple H turned on DX at WrestleMania a few weeks ago, if y'all don't know about that. Kane comes out to help X-Pac because that was when they were partners. China like steps in front of Kane. It's like, you ain't touching Triple H. JR on commentary. This is the most wildest commentary exchange because like society has come a long way in the last 25 years. Because on commentary, JR yells out, well, China wants to be a man, then treat her like one. And then Kane like choke slams her. And then King calls Kane a big red R word. He said that,
Damn.
dead ass. It was unbleeped on Peacock and everything. I was like, damn,
Yikes.
we, like I said, we've come a long way. That
Back
used to be
then,
wild.
JR and King. And the thing is, like, now hearing how JR be talking and shit on Twitter, like, I used to think that
JR
he
was
was
holding
the
himself
reason.
back. Like,
Yeah, like, he just had to be the good guy on TV. Like, I could have,
y'all,
we shudder to
listen.
think if they would have just let him rock.
I met JR like 5 years ago out here for a StarCast. Now I talk about this a lot. This man came out. The panels at StarCast started at like 9, 10 o'clock every day and just went till like 12 midnight. This man, JR, had a him and King had a panel first thing in the morning on like Friday or like no Saturday, day of Double or Nothing. This man, JR, came out glass of Jack in hand at like 9 o'clock in the morning, bruh.
That's insane.
Like, that's when I knew JR was a wild nigga. Like, that instance, I was like, yo, this nigga kind of wild. But yeah.
Damn.
Elsewhere, the main event, The Undertaker defeated Ken Shamrock. And then Stone Cold defeated The Rock in the main event to retain the WWE Championship in a no-holds-barred match, a rematch from WrestleMania. We talk about JR and The Rock saying some wild shit. I mean, JR and King saying some wild shit. The Rock hits a rock bottom on Stone Cold through the Spanish announce table and then grabs the headset to tell the announcer, shut your mouth. This is the exact quote. Shut your mouth before The Rock makes pinto beans out of your monkey ass. To the Mexican and Spanish announcer.
Oh man, hey, I'm still laughing at it, but you know,
This
what I'm saying, the
racism
90s,
is killing me inside.
right? Like the 90s, you just laugh at it and breeze it over. Today, it'd be like the clutch and pearls shit going on, like.
I didn't do it
Hey,
justice. Yeah, I'd hear
I'm
you
still
saying.
finding it. I'm still finding it funny. I don't give a fuck.
No, I laughed. I ain't gonna lie. I laughed. I was just saying, damn, that was 25 years ago. You know, it's
Yeah.
crazy. I think he would say some shit like that nowadays too. Like,
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, it's
he don't give a fuck.
TV. Come on
Him and
now.
Brian Gewirtz do not care. Like, I don't think they know that
Yeah.
it's 2024.
They damn
This
sure
nigga
don't.
came out, called the whole crowd meth heads, bro.
Meth heads, trailer park trash, and all this other
Crackheads.
shit.
Told them niggas go smoke some crack.
Oh.
Hey, Brian Gewirtz be wild.
He told the whole crowd to shut
Yeah.
the fuck up. He was beating Cody's ass in the rain, talking about, oh, y'all was waiting for me to talk, you pieces of shit. That
Was all
shit is
scripted
wild
too.
as hell.
You know that was all scripted. That's the funny part. But this match in the main event, Vince helped Stone Cold because Shane ended up like kicking Vince out the corporation, quote unquote. I mean, we know what happened. You know, his ass didn't get kicked out of nothing. But he gives Stone Cold the Smoking Skull belt back. Like, The Rock ended up like throwing it in the Gulf of Mexico about a few weeks before that. And then comes out with the Smoking Skull belt. And Vince ends up like giving it back to Stone Cold. So like after the show, they have like all this security intel on Stephanie McMahon. Cause Vince is just like, give, you know, take her to the limo. I'll be out after the main event. We'll leave. Like, just make sure she's safe. Cause, you know, Undertaker was stalking Stephanie and shit. This nigga Undertaker somehow got in the driver's side of the limo and kidnapped Stephanie. And then on Raw the next night, tries to marry her on the crucifix. Stone Cold returns the favor from Vince and saves his daughter. I'm gonna keep following the storyline, bro, because like this was the week of the SmackDown debut, and they ended up merging the. So I'm gonna follow this higher power corporate ministry storyline until we get to the very end. I've never followed the whole thing.
That was the traumatic experience for me.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because like I was already shook the first time I seen Taker on screen, because that was like during the satanic gimmick, and then like you know Lord Steph was Darkness my first wrestling crush, so yeah, and then he had going on pulling up outside his crib and everything like that, and you know Steph was my first wrestling crush, so they got her tied on the crucifix and shit. I'm like, oh my god, what's going on? Like,
yeah,
they was traumatizing me that whole time.
Yeah, that when Undertaker was like rolling his eyes in the back of his head.
Man,
that shit used to scare the hell out of me. Right. And they had like, they put it in his Titantron, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like, go watch. I mean, don't watch the whole thing, like, but just for this part, Over the Edge, 1999, and like the intro was with Undertaker, and he's just like around the flames and shit. He's like surrounded. He's like rolling his eyes in the back of his head. They put that part in his Titantron. So like every time I would load up the game WrestleMania 2000,
oh
I would
my see God. That shit.
I would load that game up, walk out of the room, and then wait for like the start menu to shit to load up. That way I could just like skip all that. Cause I was not trying to see that. That used to scare the hell out of me, dude. I'm not lying.
I didn't use Taker in any video game until he turned American Badass.
Oh, facts. Facts. I used to hate, like, play story mode on WrestleMania 2000. They booked me against Taker. I'm like, hell no, fam.
Mm-mm.
I'm not with this. What you watch this past week?
So I'm in 05. And I just got to the, whatchamacallit, Edge. Made the big reveal at the end of Raw that he was knocking boots with Lita behind Kane's back. And they had already been, like, the people had already been, like, going hard for Matt Hardy since, like, April, because the news got dropped and he was all online on the internet talking about it and shit like that. And then he got fired.
You know, he was crying.
So now, yeah, so now that done played out. And, this was where we start, like, the birth of the rated R superstar. And then we got the getting ready to have the draft come up. So John about to be on Raw. I'm about to
and,
like.
You didn't bring the draft back, that type of format.
Yeah. Cause like they trying to get like
ass.
They trying to get like the NFL too much. Like we just say, okay, here comes the next pick. He's coming out, and it's a total surprise to everybody. Like, that was dope.
Or but, just when niggas would just show up, like, nobody would get introduced to him. They just show up, be like, oh, shit, he's on Raw now.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, was it Umaga showed up and, like, smashed somebody?
I think so. But it's like, We trying to get too format crazy now.
Yeah.
So we can't have fun like that no more. But I like that first rivalry when John came back and he was beefing with Chris, because I remember I'm
Jericho
almost to
salty.
that point. Yeah, I'm almost up to it where
You tell me people buy John Cena music, but not mine?
they had the battle of the bands and shit. And I remember I forget how he got onto it, but he started calling this nigga cheap. He was like, "You Y2J, what the fuck? I'm looking at you. You look like Y2 cheap." Like, he was cooking that man.
He called him. Hold on. What'd he say? What
Said,
do you
"Only
say?
I look." He said, "Only I look and she would see Y2 cheap."
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. Fucking you play. Know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Oh yeah! Shout out to 05.
Hey yo, look, real talk. So, on SmackDown they had that battle royal, so like winner could face whoever, and Kurt wins and is like, "Yo, I want to wrestle Charmel." But that last, like, it was like a good 10 minutes. Him and Ray put on another banger.
Oh,
it's like YouTube, every time they got together. Every time they got together, it was some shit. I'm gonna see if I can find it, but Eddie was in there trying to fuck shit up. I realized this man spent the second and third quarters of the year just trying to beat Rey Mysterio. Like they was partners. In like February, won the tag titles. Then from April all the way to September, all this nigga did was try to beat Rey and lost all the way until the last match. Wild as hell. I could never do it.
Listen, if we weren't, we're doing the draft on this episode, so I don't have time to go on a Rey Mysterio rant again, but I will at some point.
I'm just laughing at this point.
Yeah. It was like, we talked about this for a good, like, 2 years straight. Like, at least.
Discernment. Discernment, bro.
Yeah, it's not there. It's non-existent. And now everybody's seeing it. Everybody right. is pointing out what we've been saying, how everybody has turned on Rey Mysterio. There's a whole thread. I just seen a whole thread about it. About right. every moment. Everybody is awake now. And I like that. Shout out to us being the trendsetters again. But
the thing is, like, you've had one every single year for the past 4 years.
Yeah, man.
That's how bad it is. That's really how bad it is.
It's getting sad right now.
This year's Carlito. Last year it was Santos. The year before that it was Dom. Who's the year before that? I don't know. I'll figure it out. But it's like,
somebody.
But it's like there's three straight years in running alone. Let you know, not to mention years prior. Like,
yeah, who mans, bro? Hey, where are we at in the Royal Address of Rumors, bro?
Oh, man. So, for starters, how I want to do this. Spirit fingers. I'm not giving prayer hands, but your boy Darby was in the city, and motherfuckers hit him with a bus, which is pretty wild. Pretty wild, but...
Now you get hit by a bus.
Listen, and in New York...
You got fucked up, too.
Those buses are... giant. So yeah. I don't know how you missed it, because they don't, as speaking of someone that used to live in the city and, you know, I've been there enough, more than enough,
mm-hmm.
they don't stop, you know what I'm saying? Unless they are at a stop or at a bus stop, they don't stop. So you gotta be, you know, we just talked about discernment. You gotta use discernment when you crossing the street in the city at all times. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's just with,
you know,
drivers
people
in
be
general.
Looking down at their phone.
Right. But like that's just with drivers in general. Like, you gotta watch where you going. So the fact that he got hit by a New York City bus, again, we ain't trying to wish RIPs and shit like that or injuries on people, but you kinda had that coming if you're not paying Mount attention. Everest. Shit.
You wanna climb Mount Everest?
Like, look, here's the thing. God trying to stall him out. He just trying so hard not to get, just trying so hard just to go to the upstairs room. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But hey, tough break, nigga.
Yeah, heal up soon, man. That's crazy. I seen his nose was fucked up, all types of stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, don't want nothing terrible to happen to him, but you gotta be mindful, bro. They've been to New York. Like they've been out there before. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he was in the city, but maybe you learn now. He said he was out there for a Broadway show. But I gotta.
That's you don't take me for a theater guy at all. That's right. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right. So a couple injury news real quick. MJF has surgery on his left shoulder. So he's going to be an unspecified amount of time. He'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about Drew last week. He had the sleeve on his elbow because he hyperextended at Mania. He also just signed a new deal. So he's officially back on payroll for sure.
Oh, yeah. Scotland. It's happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. Rock gave him a new sword, but we won't be seeing him for a little bit.
You said that old sword tainted.
Yeah.
You got sage that old sword.
Facts. He said, I'm on studio, so I got some new props out here. And then I just seen a couple AEW, you know, we don't talk too much about them, but, you know, it's injury news. I went through it. Julia Hart got sidelined with an injury. Didn't say exactly what it is, but she's gonna need surgery, and then Will Hobbs is gonna be out for a while too. Yeah, it's getting crazy. On the plus side,
Dom hurt too, man.
Yeah, I seen that. I still don't know what's going on with him. Jimmy.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Uso.
Yeah.
Everybody hurt in multiple companies. That shit's crazy.
It's getting wild out here. On the plus side, of that though, Pepsi Phil came out on a dark segment on SmackDown on Friday, let the people know that he's close to 100%. And not there yet, but he's gonna be back soon. So
I see people was mad because like they were promoting CM Punk being at SmackDown. And that shit was really just to get niggas to buy tickets. That wasn't for us.
Right.
Like, folks was mad he wasn't on screen.
Yeah, man.
Because all they lied.
Like, I didn't even see none of that shit. Ugh. So the Dudleys, they made a little...
They getting tables again.
Real reunion tour. They got together, did a match on this, this indie show. In Pittsburgh, the IWC Super Showdown 5 event in Pittsburgh. Elias, who is now Elijah, he had a match with Kane and Christopher that they followed up afterwards against Wes Barkley and Derek Dillinger. In an Extreme Rules tag match. And then that turned into a trios tag tables match with Elias on the team with the Dudleys.
Yeah, so I'm cool. Looking at that now.
Yeah, so that's cool. You know, it was on the draft on Friday.
Yeah, man. I popped because I seen Devon was in one room and Bubba was in the other room.
Yeah, it was.
Last time I seen Devon wrestle though, it was on like Impact's 1000th episode.
Mm-hmm.
My man was looking real rough.
Facts.
He was looking real rough. He old. Like he said, shit. I do this. I feel like he don't need to do it. He just do it. Just
right.
Somebody said, yo, we want to book the Dudleys for this amount. It got to be a good amount for him to get back in the ring.
Right. And at that point, it should be.
Yeah. Where are we at?
And then, what else we then at? A couple more releases. Von Wagner got the boot.
Damn.
And Cameron Grimes Cameron Grimes,
that hurt
that
me.
one hit kind of hard. Yeah, that hit hard.
Yeah.
He posted on Twitter.
It was just like watching the video, because like when I heard he got released, I wasn't surprised or shocked. I was just like, yeah, well. But then like before I even pressed play on the video, I'm like, yo, this dude
he
is
hurt.
tore the fuck up. And then I
Yeah.
played it and I'm like, God damn. I felt real sad for
Yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was bad. It was like, it was kind of like when Drake did his.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, Spud, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's
Maybe
cold,
he'll
bro.
get back. Maybe that'll work out for him the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, it should. Cause they could find a spot for my guy. He can fit in somewhere. Real quick, this is so Vince is gone officially. He just sold his last shares of TKO stock, so he has no involvement with the company whatsoever. And right on cue, Jesse Ventura said now he wants to talk to WWE about doing something, anything, have some involvement again now that Vince is out the picture. That's cute. And
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
and last thing, I know you're gonna love this. So the hold on, let me make sure so you get the title right for this dude, because I don't know what they have over there. The mayor of London says that once elected, he is going to embark on his campaign to get the Super Bowl and WrestleMania to London. Somehow, some way. And then Triple H followed that up by saying, let's talk. Not
Listen,
this year, though. Not over the next, like, year.
man,
It'll
like
be
5 years
cool.
from now.
Yeah.
Like
Don't,
5 years
don't.
from now, it could be like believable that y'all had WrestleMania outside of North America.
Yeah. Don't try to
Right
be
now, it's
cute.
not.
Because we still waiting on this announcement.
Yeah, dog.
I'm playing a dangerous game right now.
Like, I got money I need to spend. I
So
got a
still
couple
waiting.
things too. I don't got a couple things. I got one thing, man. I don't watch Dynamite. As y'all know, we just watched the, we watched AEW pay-per-views. That's probably the extent that we're gonna watch AEW. Because the weekly TV don't really be doing, don't be hitting on shit.
Right.
Like they front loaded like crazy. So this time they
Exactly.
had like a big closing angle for once in the show. And Tony Khan got his ass
He got
cooked.
his ass cooked. He got cooked.
Adrian, you didn't go
Are
down
you
like that, huh?
surprised?
He got cooked.
Welcomes Jack Perry back to AEW. For some reason, thought Jack Perry was being sincere and giving him a hug as Jack Perry looks to the camera with a smirk. Real cinematic. Gives like hits this nigga in the stomach with a microphone and then like
Worst
takes a
selling
back bump for
ever.
some reason.
Oh
But
my God.
and so the Young Bucks and Kaz Okada come out there and they, and then it's some bullshit. And then like Okada, I guess, is the leader of the group now. And
Yeah.
like tells these niggas to like hit him with a redacted driver. And this man is in a neck brace now in the Jaguars war room during the NFL draft. So listen, you see the meme I sent you. When a nigga you don't like tell a joke and it's kind of funny, so you just give him a little slight laugh. I was giving him kudos for that because I was just like, yo, this is kind of funny. This is kind of good. This
I
is
was
kind of
laughing.
good.
I was laughing because I'm like, first off, I could have sworn this motherfucker said that he's not gonna be the type to be booking himself on
Yeah,
TV
he did
because
say
he's an
that. That
authority
came out of his
figure.
mouth.
But here you are. I don't give a fuck either way, but this is funny. But then, the last scenes you see is Shad Khan, his big mustache ass coming out here, eyeballing
Man came
everybody
out there
like,
looking like Wario.
said, nigga, we got a draft tomorrow. What the fuck is you doing right now?
Are you serious, son?
Oh,
What are
shut
your
the
thoughts
shit
on the
down.
angle, man? What are your thoughts on this? Like, I'm speaking from a genuine place that mm-hmm. I'm glad they've tried something here.
Yeah.
That makes some modicum of sense to do.
See, this is my thing, right? And I'm not even going to be on no bullshit right now. This honestly was really smart booking, and it's something that they can really do. The problem I hope doesn't come up, and this is why I say, because they get in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Moments like this happen a lot. Like this is the newest one, and it's good, and it's like, you know, we can do something crazy with this, but it's the follow through. And their biggest problem has consistently been the follow through. If they follow through on this, this is going to be solid. It's going to be a hot summer if they follow through on this and it hits. It really, truly is. But they have to follow through right. So I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to give an incomplete grade so far. Like, if it hits, if they follow through on it, this is the first time I'm going to get them props in a long time. It was some good shit. Cause I liked it.
Oh yeah,
but like y'all have to like make this shit go now. Cause like I already don't care about Matthew Nicholas. I don't give two fucks about him.
Oh yeah.
So this is the perfect place to put them as them two people who are just despicable. You know what I'm saying? But you know, throwing Tony in the mix and be like, yeah, fuck you, we gonna whoop your ass now. You know, doing that like that NWO style type of shit going on, like. I can get down with that. You know what I'm saying?
What are you
going
to do, fire him?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I can get down with it.
They probably trademarked all the IP of the company. They fire him. They taking all that shit with him. You got to do something.
Oh, for sure.
And kayfabe, it makes sense. But I'm kind of with you on that. I don't care about them, which unfortunately means I don't care about this angle. I'm not going to lie to you. They are instant channel changers for most people. For all the folks that are obsessed with the ratings all the time, every single week, y'all can go check the ratings, the quarterly ratings as they break down. People tune out whenever these motherfuckers are on screen.
Yeah, I do.
I've always done it. I tune out of the pay-per-views whenever they're on screen. I go do something else and wait till I hear the bell ring to come back and finish watching the show. That's how much I don't want to see them. I don't care about Jack Perry either, but he just doesn't have that effect on me to where I just would rather do something else than watch him. I'll watch Jack Perry. I just won't pay that much attention. So he's all right. And then like Okada, I like Okada. And it's kind of clearly obvious that he's like the best talent out of everybody in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not even, that goes without saying. I don't need to tell y'all that. But he just seems so out of place though.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, because like, why are you mad at Tony? This nigga just gave you $8 million a year,
right?
Like, what's your beef with having to attack the boss?
He just had to flex a little bit.
Yeah, you out here doing the click shit, all that, like,
right? And see, like, I would probably have some type of investment in watching Jack Perry, but see, y'all already, you know, portrayed him as a whiny little bitch, so
yeah.
You can't tell me he's a badass my main heel.
Beef.
Yeah. You can't tell me he a badass heel when he
wants to go through temper heat tantrums. Back.
Yeah, like that's not gonna do it for me. It's like if you real life be throwing temper tantrums in the back about shit, I can't sit up there and look at you on TV, you doing some cold shit like, oh yeah, he really about that. No. It don't do it for me.
Then my other issue, like the Young Bucks have tried to like piggyback off Okada's hype. By just being around him as soon as he came in.
But you knew they was going to do that.
Yeah.
That's like.
That just makes people end up not caring about Okada just out of association. And that's not fair to Okada.
Right.
That's not fair to his talent. That's not fair to him.
Which is really fucked up. Because like, if they, like I said, if they follow through on this. And, you know, they take his words and go. Like, Kaz at some point got to win the title now. They got this faction together, it's like that's the natural next step.
But and then Tony gonna beat him with for them. The
oh god. Hey, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Hashtag cancel everything AEW. Oh my god.
Hey, why not Vince did it?
Listen, Vince had the clout to do it. Vince had lived his
both,
whole
both
life.
Both Vince's did it. Both Vince's did it.
Oh.
Y'all yeah, forgot Vince Russo is WCW champion.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, Vince had the clout to do that shit. Tony does not at all. He's an embarrassment to.
Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing that shit, bro.
Oh.
Cause what if it's revealed like this whole time he was the higher power? He was just like pulling the strings of all this shit.
Oh.
So it's like, give me the belt, and then you know. Like he wouldn't have belt off of somebody else. Like, I don't know. Listen, y'all get me to watch this shit, because it'll be like a whole ass train wreck, you know. People want to see train wrecks. But then this dude, like I said, man, he was in the war room with the neck brace, and then he was getting interviewed on NFL Network. No peasant to Tony Khan here because of this. It'd be a waste of time. But this dude admitted that they were second-rate company to WWE, because he compared himself to Pepsi. He didn't compare himself to Coke. He compared himself to Pepsi. Pepsi is second-rate to Coke.
About time.
Yeah. It might have been inadvertent, but he did it. He also called WWE the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling. Harvey Weinstein got his convictions overturned earlier in the week, too, by the way. So do with that information what you will. I just don't think it's wise for an executive of a team in the NFL to be insulting one of the NFL's partners on the NFL's platform. That's just not smart business at all.
My thing is, like, not only does it being in poor taste, but it's like this begging for attention that you do all the time. Like, you on NFL Network, they're talking about football. They're not
talking about the draft.
Yeah, they are not interested at all about your beef with the other company and you trying to have this dick measuring contest on live TV. Pause. But like, why? What you was doing this for? Like, you just Vince is gone. Okay, that's who we're really talking about here. Vince is out the company. He is 100% no association, no affiliation at this point. He is merely the person who built it. So why are we even using that term when the actual problem is gone? And meanwhile, since we on the topic, you got a whole bunch of problems in your locker room too. So why are you talking shit about some Harvey Weinsteins when you got a whole
Jericho,
bunch of them
Rick,
motherfuckers?
Darby, Sammy.
Thank you. Like, keep it 100, bro.
Yeah. Vince was being nice by not responding.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Ari Emanuel, I feel, has little initiative to play nice with you niggas. So, like,
listen,
you need to tread lightly.
Ari will do that shit. Triple H is petty. You know he gonna find a way to, like, to... And he'll do it.
If I'm playing nice, I'm talking about legally.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, he has no initiative to play nice legally. Like,
listen,
he feels like, listen, that's defamation. I will sue the fuck out of you.
How many times you hear Dana White get in dispute with some other people? Be like, hey, listen, I'll send them people to your house to deliver that mail to you. So I know Ari will be like.
Ari from Hollywood, he wrote with real gangsters.
Yeah.
Listen, dog.
I didn't play that shit.
And what Walter White said, tread lightly.
but listen, Tony still, he a 40-year-old child. Like, that's really what it comes down to. It's going to take some shit like that for him to really get it. But, I mean, that's between them at this point.
He's a 41-year-old child.
Mm. Even better.
He's older than 40. He will be 42 in about 6 months.
That's sad as hell.
Yeah, so Tony Khan not getting Peasant of the Week. I already told y'all that, but somebody getting Peasant of the Week this week. Ain't gonna be too much time spent on it, but somebody getting it this week.
My pack in the air is guess what?
These peasants, few peasants.
So if it ain't Tony Khan, like, there's only one other choice is more than likely to get Peasant of the Week on any given week.
Yeah.
Hashtag you niggas. Again.
He got his ass cooked.
I fucked up.
Cooked. Hey, you didn't go down like that, huh?
Bring that ass here, boy.
My bad. Players fuck up. They right next to each other.
He did that on purpose. We about to cook him. But you know.
Oh yeah, somebody getting cooked up.
Quick on the trigger.
Yeah. Somebody getting cooked. Hashtag you niggas. I'm also giving y'all peasant of the month for April for this too. So like y'all just beat out the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission.
This much.
I said if something gonna happen this weekend, and this one was just damning to me, like
yes,
audacity. I don't even think we're talking about the same thing.
Well, which one?
So I guess we're giving you niggas peasant for multiple reasons. I saw a video from the socials of Liv Van Dam, Liv Morgan.
Oh, yeah. I was on that. Listen, I said okay, I had a rant. Same thing. So either one worked for me.
Liv is chilling with JoJo. Mm-hmm. Y'all, JoJo Offerman, wife of Bray Wyatt. And JoJo looked like she's having a good time. Good. Mm-hmm. Her husband just died like 8 months ago, bro. Nine months ago. So the fact that 8-9 months passed and she's, you know, the father of her children, her love of her life, is having a good time, good for her, man.
Yeah.
Of course. Hashtag they got mad. How you mad somebody happy, bro?
I don't get
talking it. About some Bray only died 8 months ago. So what? She's supposed to just be sad forever because fucking y'all want to see her sad? Is like, yo, think like y'all are entitled. I've said this before, man, and I don't think I've said this in relation to wrestling. I think I said this like back when like Nip passed away and people was just like wanting to just keep tabs on Lauren London all the fucking time for some reason. Like people are not like supposed to broadcast their grief just for y'all because y'all feel entitled to it. Like that's silly. That's dumb as hell. Like I saw a video and I didn't know why people was talking about JoJo, so I went and just like looked up JoJo and I saw the video. It's like, oh, she's happy. Like that's good. She's in good spirits. Like, we don't know about like maybe videos like what 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
24 hours in a day.
Bro. It wasn't even that crazy.
But listen, it was 24 hours in a day.
They went to Coachella. They had a great time.
Okay. She probably listen. We don't know outside of whatever they were doing at Coachella. Whatever, like she go back to the hotel. We don't know how she feeling afterwards when she's by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Away from her friends. Listen, we don't know. Like, shut up. That's all I'm saying. Shut the fuck up.
So I'm saying it ain't nobody's business. And I'm sure I've said this before. I don't know why people feel like they're entitled to tell people how and when to grieve. Like that is beyond me. That's a different level of audacity. Because at the end of the day, it's like you just said, why you want people to be sad? We saw, what was it, 2020?
It's like an entertainment to y'all.
When Darkseid did the redacted episode.
Yeah.
And that whole first half was all about, you know, that relationship that he had with Eddie and then when Eddie passed. And Vicky talked about everything she went through when Eddie passed. She wasn't getting out to bed for weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. Didn't leave the house. Didn't do nothing. Nancy had to drag her out the bed, put her in the shower, make her come back to civilization. Like, why would you want people to do that shit? Why you feel like...
Why do you want to see that? Like, it's entertainment to you. That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why do you feel like you, as someone on the outside, get to impose that on the people who went through this?
You can't dictate how somebody grieves when a loved one passes away. It's just
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's beyond mental.
You don't know their relationship. You don't know anything of that sort. That's just dumb. That's nothing. That's none of your business how somebody grieves when one of their loved ones passes away.
Right.
Can't stand you. Y'all wild.
It's like,
stop that.
It's like, listen. She was sad. We was all sad.
Yeah.
But she's the person that has to process it, not us.
She literally found this man dead in the bed, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the last thing anybody would want 8 months later is for her to still be grieving. Like, perfect example, Bray himself. How long did it take for him to get over Brody? Like months, did he months get over later, Brody? I don't know. But like months later, after the fact, he took time off. And then when he came back to take time off, he still was going through it. Yeah. So it's like, why? I don't understand that. Like, y'all can just are different, bro. Different.
Y'all the worst.
Can't fuck with y'all. I don't know what was worse. That or the motherfuckers going to bat for Swerve so hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. That dude was just that dude. Shout out to Steph Hardy too.
Yeah.
Just not taking that personal, not. And I don't know how she was feeling like offline, because I know you see some shit like that. Like offline, you was probably like, fuck. But like, don't let that shit get to you, man. These people, they ignorant, they stupid, they don't know much of anything.
No.
As far as like empathy goes. Stunted growth. Arrested development.
Yeah.
They talk crazy to people on the internet, and they're not gonna talk crazy to people in person.
And that's,
we all be at the same shows.
Exactly. And that, you know, crazy shit, that's a black conversation, low key. Because the man said, I don't want to be acknowledged as one of the black wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
right? So it happens. Dude won the championship, as I said he should. And he says, well, we still acknowledge him as AEW's first black champion. He said he didn't want it.
Yeah.
So you badgering this woman online because of what she said, of her feelings about the topic, you badgering her.
And black women have a stronger leg to stand on when it comes to not showing him that support.
Thank you. Like, we didn't even get to that part of it. Like, how are you just blocking that out of the conversation? Like,
you call black women black and ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she got her own reasons to hit that topic. So how you gonna sit up there and say, oh no, well, we could fight about this and all this, like, what? No. I can't with y'all, man.
Yeah, y'all different. Spend a lot of time talking about y'all. Want to move on. Let's talk about this. Let's throw out some quick predictions for Backlash coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. my time. Yeah, man. SmackDown is in France for the first time ever, though, so that should be interesting how they do that. We got the Kabuki Warriors versus Jade and Bianca for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Y'all know who I want to win.
Yes, sir. You know,
Triple Crown B.
I'm just about to call them Team Cocoa Butter.
But, hey, Team Shea Butter.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I need that dub. I need that dub expeditious.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I need them to beat everybody, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, fuck them titles. Them titles don't need to be on nobody else.
Exactly.
Going forward. I need that. Fact. I've been wanting this union for, you know, however long.
Hell yeah.
So I'm glad they're together. Bayley puts the women's championship on the line versus Naomi and Tiff Stratton. This one I wasn't so sure about how it would go. So I think I'm going to just right now roll with Bayley retaining. But versus who? I don't know. I don't want Naomi to just be in there to take the pin on whoever. But
she probably is, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen, but it's probably going to happen. If Nia hadn't just got drafted to SmackDown and that whole angle played out, then I would have said probably they could be slick and put it on Tiff real quick.
No,
but
actually, this is what they need to do. Make that shit a fatal four-way and give it to Nia.
I'm good with that, too. Like, you ain't gonna hear me complain.
Bias, no bias shit, neither, but
I am. Fuck it. Like, if they do that, I'm not being fully biased.
I'm not being fully biased, but
I'm pretty sure she'll probably have some involvement, but I think Bayley will still win. Had it not been for that, I'm thinking like maybe Tiff could sneak in and win it, but Bayley will probably still win.
Yeah. Then we got I'm gonna call them RKO versus the Bloodline. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, Bloodline wins.
Yeah, got to win. They got
debut
to
win. Of probably the debut of Jacob too.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it. Like when they have to win, there's no scenario I see where the Bloodline can lose this match and we take them seriously for what they do.
Right, right. I mean, considering what the travel issues are, because, you know, these Samoans and, you know, they, you know, how traveling the country works for them. But right. If he good, we'll probably see Jacob debuting. But either way, they're going to win.
For sure. And then for the World Heavyweight Championship, we got Big DP versus Jey Uso. Who you got?
I didn't want Jey to be in this position that early because
that was crazy.
I doubt that Priest is going to lose. Like, I like that Jey is getting world title matches. Like, it's good. But I want him to get in the spot where I feel like I can suspend disbelief enough that I believe he's going to win. He's not going to win the title here. Like,
nah.
Priest probably ain't going to lose until, like, we get to the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Priest winning. I think this is where you debut Jacob Fatu if you're going to do it. You got to do it right here.
I'm cool with that.
And it kind of depends on, like, Jey Uso got drafted back to Raw, didn't he?
Yeah. He was number one.
Okay. In the Bloodline, they got drafted back to SmackDown.
Yeah.
That makes things interesting. I don't know how they do that. Maybe they don't debut Jacob here.
Yeah, that's why I say, like, he probably
should. But then, like, how Jey gonna lose? Like, Jey not winning this title. So, like, I don't know how they do that without making him look weak. Oh, yeah.
They still got Finn and Big Head motherfucker. I can't even think of his name right now. JD.
Yeah. I guess so, man.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Somehow, some way, whatever it takes. Yeah,
we'll see how they do it. And then you got Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. First time ever, surprisingly. And we all expecting Cody to retain here.
Yeah. Ain't no question. It's going to be a banger, though. I expect it.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be hard. I think we're going to get Uncle Howdy making his, like, appearance again. Maybe not, you know, during the match or attacking anybody after the match, but, like, kind of similar how when Bray came back at Extreme Rules a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just have him come out after the main event and be like, oh, God, it's Uncle Howdy, and people pretend to care.
Nice.
I ain't going to lie. I've not cared about any of this Uncle Howdy build or anything at all. I don't got time to be dissecting QR codes and hints and shit. Nah, fam.
It's funny, like, it goes out of my mind until I see, like, the glitches on the screen and shit. Like, oh, we still doing that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I'd be like, all right, get this shit off and get back with the match. Like, that's how I'll be feeling. I'm not going to care until he show back up, Ellie. Like, I might care when he show back up, but, like, right now, I don't.
Yeah, I'm just like,
I don't got time for all that.
I feel like he don't need, unless he wants to do this, if this is what he wants to do, okay, more power to him. But I feel like, listen, if he wants to come back, you give him a proper push and, like, see what he can really do. Because Bo Dallas in NXT was killing shit.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
So I'm like, if you want to give him a real shot, I think he earned that. Go ahead and do it. But as far as this gimmick goes, as long as he wants to do it, cool. I ain't mad at it.
This is a matter of execution. So,
yeah.
I'm interested how they execute it, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see, man. That's going to take place. And then, like, after Backlash is when all the draft picks and shit go into effect. Like that.
Yeah, they lock on the sixth.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. So speaking of the draft, man, we're going to do our own draft here to close out the show. So we're going to have to get through this quick. We done took a lot of time on y'all. But this shouldn't be too much about it. We're going to do the same rules as this year's WWE draft. The champions are ineligible, just like that. The women's tag champs are eligible. But, you know, just like WWE, wherever they go to and they lose the belts, that's the show they're going to be on. The entire NXT roster is eligible as well. We're going to do this in a 20-round snake draft. Uh-huh. And we're going to keep this going until we figure everything out here. Who going first, man?
Ooh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
I know.
Damn. You got a coin?
Do I have a coin near me? It's crazy. I usually have coins. All of a sudden, when I need one, there's no coin near me.
Oh, I got. Oh, I got you right now. I got you right now. Here we go.
We live. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what you got? Heads, tails.
Take heads. Pause.
It is tails.
All right, we Gucci. It's all good. It's all good.
All right.
So you on the clock, first, man. I don't got pick. The I don't got the draft, Sam.
It's all good. Who got Raw or SmackDown?
I'll take SmackDown, so I don't have to pause myself another time.
I bet.
All right.
Ooh, okay. All right. Hey. Okay. We lit. Yeah. We lit. There we go. All right. So, first overall pick. I'm taking Carmelo Hayes.
Oh. Okay. Off the rip.
Yes, sir.
Taking the big haters.
Yes, sir.
I ain't even mad at it. See, because Melo gone, and you know what's crazy? I want to say something. WWE. I did not forget Carmelo Hayes signing the SmackDown contract a few months ago. Y'all cannot tell me this man was this exclusive NXT all of a sudden when he was on SmackDown a few weeks back.
Facts.
You're not fooling nobody. But shit, so you take Melo, and he's a star for real, man. So I feel like you take Melo, me over here on SmackDown, I got to take the NXT champion, Trick Williams. Like, you gonna take, okay. You know, you want to draft for your future. I got to draft for my future, too.
Okay, say less. Say less, I feel you. Okay.
Who you got?
Ain't no problem. Well, I'm just going to go and double up on it, and I'm going to take Bianca Belair.
Oh, okay. That's how we do it. That's how we do it, all right. That's how we do it, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, you take Bianca Belair. I'm going to have to take Jade Cargill then, man.
Ah, okay.
That's how we doing.
That's cool. That's cool.
Third round, where are we at?
Ugh. I hate to do this to you, bro.
Oh, Lord.
I'm taking the Bloodline.
The whole Bloodline?
Raw. Yes, sir.
That's cool, man. You take the whole Bloodline. I'm going to do one better. I'm going to do one better. Because I'm going off of WWE's rules. And I'm going off of what happened in WWE. Since you took the Bloodline,
mm-hmm.
It's cool. You don't get Roman Reigns because he took his name.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
So you got the Bloodline. I'm gonna take main event Jey Uso.
Okay,
that's how we doing it. Who gonna be the first person to take a Caucasian wrestler?
That's a good question.
So we gotta make a show for the niggas first.
Mm-hmm.
Where we at with it, man?
But also on top of that, I also need to. Make sure I make the show right for me. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Nia Jax off the board.
Oh, that's crazy. That was my next pick. That's wild. Hey, that's yes, crazy. Sir. Damn.
I need it.
All right, man. So, oh, you got Nia Jax. Well, look, your women's division a little soft right now.
It's okay. That's all right.
That's cool. Mine is too. I actually got less women than you. I'm still about to have less women than you. Because I am drafting Imperium. Give me Gunther.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Give me Gunther and old boy, man. Ludwig. Yeah.
Okay. So you got a. So you got a strong team over there. Well,
oh yeah,
I feel you. I'm gonna go get a strong team of my own. I'm gonna get the Creed brothers.
Oh,
Monday Night Raw, real quick.
All right, that's crazy. See, I should have just volunteered to go first. You take my first. You getting Ivy too?
Yeah, bring Ivy.
Okay. All right, that's cool. So, shit. Now, I need to address my women's situation. I got one woman on my squad. He got three. So, I'm going to just go ahead and just give myself a shot in the arm, bring four women over, damage control, bring that ass here, boy.
Ooh.
Y'all my fifth round pick.
Okay. Okay, I feel you.
Heaters on deck.
I feel you on that.
I also got Bailey, too.
Say less. Say less.
I do have Bailey.
Well, I'm a dip into NXT real quick.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take Lola Vice.
Oh, okay. I ain't mad at it. Yeah. I would have took Lola Vice too.
I need it.
Okay. That's crazy. That's crazy. So my man's got Lola Vice in the sixth round. Who is TC gonna take, man? Let me look at my list. Let me check my list here. I gotta sell tickets to my show, man. So I already got Cody. I'm on SmackDown. So people gonna buy tickets to the show to see Cody anyway. But you know what? The only person, and it's crazy, I waited this long to take him. Anybody waited this long to take him. I think the only other person that's going to sell more tickets than Cody is CM Punk. Give me CM Punk.
Okay. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. Well, if we're talking about some ticket sellers,
Don't do it.
I'm just going to go ahead.
He about to do it.
Since we on Monday Night Raw, we going to keep it Monday Night Rollins.
Okay.
My boy Seth Rollins.
Boy, Seth freaking. He didn't do it. I thought he was about to do something else. So since he didn't do it, I'm going to do it before he get a chance to. You know, I'm a big dude. I like food. I like any type of food. I like chicken, bro. So that's American, right? I like Chinese food. I like Chinese food, man. I like
this. I know this is the same setup I was gonna use because I was gonna pick this.
I like Mexican food. One of my favorite foods though is Italian. I like some Italian food. Spaghetti,
mm-hmm.
baked ziti go
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken parm. But I think one of my favorite Italian foods out of everything, lasagna. And I gotta get leftover lasagna. Drew McIntyre getting drafted. Let's go.
This man didn't just take my pick. He took my setup to the pick.
I didn't even know that either. This is not planned. Nah, I didn't even know that.
I was really, I had that. I was putting that together in my head too. Damn. Okay. Ooh, man. Well, I need something exciting. I need something that's got some buzz and, over on Monday Night Raw, we like to be, you know, we like to be for us around here. So,
Fuck.
I'm gonna dip back into NXT, and I'm taking. Wait. Never mind. Champs are exempt. You lucky. I can't take him because he's a champion.
Okay, I took Trick.
NXT champs. Okay. So I'm taking Oba Femi.
Go ahead.
I'm taking Oba Femi over the Monday Night Raw.
All right, man. So I gotta find something else as far as like, cause I want to make SmackDown one of the blackest shows, you know. And some of these people that my man's took, I can't really do. He took Bianca, he took Melo. But you know what? That's fine. That's fine. Because I can get four niggas in one. Give me the pride. Give me the whole entire stable faction. Okay. Give me all of them. Bobby, Prophets. I done separated Bianca Belair from her husband, but that's okay.
Okay.
And I got B-Fab.
Say less. Say less. Oof. I'm taking a chance on this because there's two picks that I really want to get at. But I'm gonna get this one since you know you loading up over here. I'm gonna go and snag up Legado del Fantasma.
Okay.
With Elektra. So okay. I got two Latinas over squad, you know what I'm saying? So we Gucci over here.
It's cool. It's cool. So just because I feel like gang warfare is not where it's at, I'm gonna just do my Latinos a favor and take the Latino war order and keep these groups separated before it gets out of hand. It's a lot of drama going on. And you know what? I feel like now I got the Latino war order on my side. They on my team. They on my show. First order of business, I'm calling Rey Mysterio into my office. We're going to have a discussion. We about to have a conversation.
Facts.
I'm going to make him see the light. Pause.
Hey, I hear you.
That's where you at? We on the 10th round.
That's the way to be. All right, so I'm doubling back. I'm going to go right back and get this pick that I was worried about before. I'm going to take Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, the New Day.
New Day? I ain't mad at it. That was going to be one of my next picks, though. That's kind of crazy you took.
Yeah, that's actually kind of wild. Real quick. I had to spin the block.
I feel like, who my next pick, man? See, now it's getting to we halfway through. But nobody else over here, you know. I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure out what I'm about to do here. It's somebody I see a lot of potential in to be great. Yeah, this is my next pick. Pick is in.
Okay.
Play the sound. With the 10th pick, SmackDown drafts from NXT. Hey, Miss Parker, Jada Parker, bring that ass here. You are now been signed to SmackDown.
Oh, that's
cold. Give you this Rockefeller chain.
That's cold blooded.
Give you this Death Row chain. Give you this Terror Squad chain. I got a Cash Money chain over here for you. What other rap groups gave chains out? I got this Lox chain right here. I got this Dipset chain for you.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Well,
them other niggas can stay over there. Mm-hmm. I just want Jada Parker.
I like it. I like it. You really at home with this one. Well, I got a little something in mind myself. I'm gonna take Lyra Valkyria.
Okay.
Former NXT.
I ain't gonna lie. You ain't have to worry about that with me.
No. That's all good. That's all good.
Nothing against her. I don't really care that much. She cool though. She cold.
I'm working my women's division, you know what I'm saying? I need some thoroughbreds because that division is stacked.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I'm looking at my joint right now. So I need a. You done got Nia Jax. You know, I got Jade, but you got Bianca.
Yes, sir.
And I'm kind of outnumbered as far as like, you know, athletically gifted power athletes go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to stay with NXT. Lash Legend. I'm going to drive Lash Legend number 11.
Ooh, okay.
You need some dominance in that division. I need somebody to go up against Bianca, Nia Jax, when it come down to the gang warfare.
Okay. Okay, I see you. I see you. Well, I'm going to go back to women, but I'm not going to NXT for this one. I'm loyal to my soil. And so I have to bring her back home. Give me Shayna Baszler real quick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. I thought y'all was tapped in. Y'all didn't give Shayna the title one day. That was kind
of that's kind of crazy.
That was super crazy to me. It is what it is. It's cool. I'm a stick back up to the main roster because I would be remiss if I did not choose one of my goats, Randall Keith Orton. Come to the squad. Come to the squad.
Oof. I was getting ready to take him in the next two picks, too.
Randy Keith.
Okay. All right. Let me look this over here real quick. Man. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to the men's real quick. I don't know how he's still sitting here. Give me Bron Breakker.
Oh, that's tough. I was definitely about to get Braun next. It's all good. It's all good. So since Bron Breakker not, I'm gonna take the next best available, which like I don't know why he's still on this list. The phenomenal one. Oh, AJ Styles. Man. Come on now.
Oh man! But well, no, it was funny too. I'm like, if he don't take AJ right now, because I just seen him too.
I def thought you was about to take AJ before you took Braun.
I was thinking about it,
which is like, crazy. I was gonna take Braun if you took AJ.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm gonna probably lose either way. But like, I mean, let me get something. I'm leaving here with something.
Leaving here with something. Who you got, Nick?
Man,
number 14. We coming to an end, y'all.
Out. Let me get over here.
Say that one more time. You cut out.
I'm gonna get Tiffany Stratton over here on Raw.
Ooh, it's Tiffy time over there.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Damn, that's crazy. I was definitely had her on my board. I had her on my board. It's all good. So I'm kind of looking at like who I want to take next, man. And I feel like. Do I want to take? I want to take this person on my list. Or I want to take that person. I don't think I need to take this person yet. I don't think there's a demand for them. But you know what? I've called this man one of my favorite wrestlers for a long time. I feel like I gotta take him. He's out here on the list, man. Andrade.
Ah.
You don't bull with the real niggas.
That's who I was taking next, bro. Damn. That's cold-blooded.
Hey.
I feel you, though.
Not squat.
Okay, all right. Man, I'm about to do something crazy.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like I got to make a splash. And, all my peoples out there, all our podcasts that I know are going to be listening, they're going to be in shock. But I'm going to do it. From NXT.
Oh.
I'm taking the family. No. I'm taking the
family. Not just the Don, but the whole fam.
I'm gonna get some Mob Madness on Monday night,
bro. Hey. Okay, I ain't even mad at it, bro. So I see I gotta, you make a splash, it's shocking. I feel like I gotta do the same thing, bro. I got to do the same
thing. Okay.
Listen. I'm not a homeowner, but you know, sometimes I'm not a homeowner. I got it. I got my analogy on you. Sorry, guys. I'm not a homeowner. I'm a renter. So something breaks in my house, hit up maintenance. They come, take about 3 weeks. you know how these apartments go. Sometimes they might show up the same day, but call up maintenance, they get it fixed. Sometimes them 3 weeks go by, and I just can't take it no more. I need something fixed now. So I do it myself. You got to do it yourself.
Oh,
I'm taking DIY.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I drafted Johnny Gargano, yo.
I see it. Okay. That's kind of
crazy. Crazy, right? It is crazy.
Yeah, you caught me with that one. Ooh, all right. Coming down the stretch here.
Oh, yeah. We in the last five. Four. Last four.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
I can't count. Last five. Sorry.
All right. So, got to get some more of these left over. I'm going to go with.
Don't do a bloodbath.
Hey, he done spent enough time on SmackDown. I'm gonna go and get LA Knight over here real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cool, man. Las Vegas legend.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, man, I feel like I'm gonna draft another Las Vegas legend. But not right now. I'm not gonna do it right now. Not right now. Okay. Guys wanna get this one off the board before you get a chance. I'm bringing Naomi over to the squad.
Oh, man. I was looking at her for that last pick. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Whew. All right.
Round 17.
Let's see who I got. Oh. All right. This is I'm between two right now, but I think I'm gonna go with the one that is near and dear to me. So going back to NXT, I'm snatching up Nikita Lyons.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that too. Bro. So, like, two knee surgeries.
Yeah, man.
That's like paying Brandon Roy a max contract in 2014.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wouldn't have done it.
Bro, I totally forgot about Brandon Roy, man.
How you forget about Brandon Roy?
I don't know. But it's like this second he said the name, I'm like, oh shit.
Shout out to Brandon Roy. Nice. With my pick number 17, I'm going to pick, hopefully, soon to be WWE Speed Champion, Ricochet.
Okay.
Give me Ricochet.
Okay, I feel you. I feel you.
Shout out to WWE Speed, too. That shit's fire. I wasn't familiar with your game. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I knew if they had the right people on there, which they do now, then it'll probably
even hit. Bronson fits on that show. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. All right, so I'm pretty positive that their partnership is gonna be ending. So I'm gonna take one person out of this faction, and
shit,
it's Kurt Angle 2.0, baby. Let me get Chad Gable.
Hey, I ain't even mad, because I wasn't going to draft Alpha Academy because I wasn't thinking about just taking Chad Gable Dolo.
Yeah.
I like Tozawa.
Right.
I don't mind Otis. I don't want Maxine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she can stay. She can stay over
yeah.
there.
Shit. So, Chad Gable's off the board. That's cool. I like that pick. I feel like I gotta do something similar here. Man. Give me shit, man. I gotta go with the best on the board, bro. I'm gonna go with best on the board. I'm gonna go with Kevin Owens. Dude, why Kevin Owens still on the board?
You're right. We talking about people that's still on the board. I'll make this quick. The Judgment Day.
I was going between Judgment Day, but like I didn't want JD. Same ordeal.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was just about to take Finn and Dom and lead them over there by the cup, but like, nah. They probably wouldn't want to do their homie like that. It's all Gucci. So number 19, my last, second to last pick, my penultimate pick. See, this is tough because I feel like Tyra Banks. I see three names I want. I just got two envelopes in my hand. So I got to roll with one of these. I think I'm going to stay near and dear to the crib. You already got one of, you got Solo Sikoa already. But I got, shit, I don't got nobody. I got Ricochet. I guess that counts.
Yeah, it do.
You from the crib now. Apparently. Mm-hmm. Shit, you got LA Knight. You know, he used to put on for the crib too.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross used to put on for the crib. I'm not drafting Karrion Kross. I'm not going to waste a pick.
Oh, okay.
I have to take the whole squad. I ain't doing all that. Keeping them far and away from the pride. So we ain't doing that. I'm going to stay in Las Vegas, though. Zoe Stark, come on to the squad.
Okay.
I would be remiss to leave her out there.
I'm about to say, I had a feeling that was coming eventually.
Yeah, at some point. Yeah.
Let me see.
Your last pick, man. Who you got?
I've been going back and forth with this one. I gotta do it because she been selling me the last couple weeks. Going back to NXT, and I'm taking Roxanne Perez.
Okay. Man, I thought, see, listen, every time I think you about to take somebody I want to take, and I'll be like, no, don't do it, and he don't do it. That's cool. That's cool. So I'm looking at the NXT roster, and, like, I'm seeing some names, man, that's just, like, where you been at? Boa.
What happened to that boy?
Facts.
Mako Satomura.
What happened to that boy?
Big facts.
Was good.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm looking now, man, I'm like, my number 20th pick, I could go a multitude of different ways here. I feel like I got a decent women's roster. My tag team roster is leaves a bit to be desired, but that's okay. I got Imperium. I got the Pride, LW. I got a decent tag roster.
Yeah.
Selling myself short. Main event scene is deep.
Yeah, yeah.
I want my main event scene to go even deeper, pause. Or do I want to target my women's division? That's where I'm leaning. Okay. With that being said, I think I've made a decision. With my last pick, my Mr. or Mrs. Irrelevant, I am drafting former NXT and former NXT UK champion Ilya Dragunov on my squad. I was debating. I didn't know.
I had him on the radar. He was one of the people that I was going back and forth with on the last pick, but I like it.
Like, yeah, give me Ilya Dragon. Cause it was either him or Natty.
Yeah.
Like how? Or it was really gonna be crazy because I was thinking Chelsea.
Let me tell you. On that 19th pick, I almost did it.
I was thinking about Chelsea for the last like four rounds. I'm not gonna lie. I was Naomi out there, Ricochet out there, Kevin Owens. Shit. Almost got her last round. I gotta get Zoe though. I don't want to take Zoe last. Now I wish I took Chelsea last and then tagged her in it to see what she said. It's all good. Hey man, let us know how we did. Who won? Who got the better roster? Me or Reed? I personally think I do. But
hey, you want to trade mid-card champs real quick?
Who your champ?
You know who my champ is.
I don't know. I did. Who your champ is?
I got the Intercontinental Champion.
I don't know who that is. I'm good. I think my champ puts a lot of eyeballs on my show, so it's fine.
I know he do.
So I'm good.
People love my champ over here.
That's cool.
I say people. That people don't include me.
Don't include me either. That's why. That's why I don't want him. Hey man, let's plug our socials to get up out of here.
Yeah, y'all can find me everywhere at ReekHavoc24. Y'all also go check out the Havoc Hour, where I talk sports and entertainment on all streaming platforms, Anchor, X, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the video version up on YouTube. All the content is up now.
Yeah, and I am the thespian TC Fontaine, aka TCF Baby. Make sure you say the baby. It's not just TCF. It's TCF Baby. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
F is for you better fucking remember that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
it's for. F is also for Fontaine. You can follow me at tc.fontaine on Instagram if you feel so inclined to. TC Fontaine on Twitter as well. Follow my photography, foy.flicks on Instagram. Shit, if you're in Las Vegas, book with me, man. Your boy needs some money.
Yes, sir.
Link in the bio of my Instagram. And then, of course, Young Kings Wrestling everywhere at YK Wrestling. Go on a YouTube channel. I'm actually, you know, we actually got shit queued up on a YouTube channel over the next like week or two. So
let's go.
Yeah, actually got to work and put some shit up there. So got a real funny conversation coming up soon. You remember the Hornswoggle school conversation?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to clip that one. So that's coming. Appreciate y'all for watching. Shout out to Candace Parker again. That's my goal. I almost cried earlier. I seen she was retiring.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For her to retire because she just physically can't play the game anymore either. It sucks.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my goal. Dang. I've been watching Candace Parker since Tennessee. Dang. That's how old I am, bro.
Right.
Listen, I ain't one of these new, and I'm not gonna shit on the fact that like women's basketball got a whole bunch of new fans in the last 12 months. That's a good thing.
It is.
It's just the fact that y'all come in just talking crazy.
Right.
Like shit, we've been watching women's ball since I was a youth. So y'all been watching Candace since back in the day. I think Candace got me into watching women's basketball, actually.
Probably.
Like 07? Yeah, it had to have been 07. That's when it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was. 07, Tennessee. Then she got drafted to LA. And she got drafted to LA around the time the Lakers was winning championships. So, like, I was.
There you go.
The Lakers and the Sparks used to be, I think they are still on. Like, the people that own the Sparks own a portion of the Lakers.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I had to support them. When they got Candace Parker just off GP.
Right.
So, like, I was rocking with the Sparks, especially like we had Lisa Leslie. I said we, but they had Lisa Leslie too. Mm-hmm. Forget about Lisa Leslie. She wanted the GOATs too.
Exactly.
Can't forget about Lisa Leslie. I'm just trying to drag this plug socials out a little bit longer. But genuinely, I do want to talk about Candace Parker a little bit, and I want to talk about women's basketball for a bit. So shout out to Candace Parker. Won a championship with her hometown team a couple years after winning one with the team that drafted her. Shout out to Derek Fisher for pushing Candace Parker out the door for some reason. They sided with Derek Fisher over Candace Parker. I don't think she fucked with him. But shout out to Candace Parker for coming to Vegas and helping us win games in Vegas. Like, she helped us win some games, bro.
Another chip.
Yeah, she didn't. I mean, she was hurt, so she didn't contribute to the actual championship itself.
Yeah.
But she contributed to those wins that helped us get there.
Exactly.
Three-time champion. She my goal.
That counts.
It count. Just like it count that what's old boy name? J.R. Smith got two rings.
Yeah.
Y'all probably didn't even know that.
He do.
Yeah. Got a ring with my Lakers.
You do.
Shout out to CP3, man. I'm about to go watch some Candace Parker highlights, and we're going to get up out of here. Trey Songz, where you at?
Said I'll be back to hold you down. I don't want to leave you,
But we got to go right now. We're going to be back next week with some more Young Kings Wrestling. We out of here.
Gone.